Okay, today we finish Perek Aleph, God willing. In Pisrei Choshen, the laws of Halva, the laws of lending. The Si'if that we're up to, the section we're up to, it's on page Yud. It's the last one in your pages, I believe.
The last one.
It should be the last one, unless you printed the second set already. Yeah. So you want Seif Chav on the top. He's been talking about lending as chesed, and here he diverges a little bit from that. He says, Mitzvah al ha'adam la'asok b'gmilus chasad b'gufo. There is a mitzvah for one to involve himself in gemilos chasadim, acts of generosity, of giving to others, with his body. And examples of that we're going to see in a moment. Umanu chazal bichlal mitzvah zo. The chachamim, the sages, counted within this mitzvah. Hachnasas orchim, ulviyasam, bringing in guests as well as escorting them. Bikur cholim, going to see how people who are sick are doing and examining their welfare. Halvayas hames, escorting someone to burial. V'simchas chasen v'kala, gladdening the bride and groom. V'kolelas mitzvah zu kol ma sheyachol ha'adam lahitiv im chaveiro al yedei tircha shebegufo. This mitzvah includes everything one can do to benefit somebody else with physical effort. So again, it doesn't really apply to lending, except insofar as maybe he talked about a little bit lending objects and whether that's a mitzvah. No, you bring the object to his house or something like that. I'm not entirely clear on what this is doing in this perek, except that he's talked about chesed in general, so therefore he's going to throw this in too. But it affords us an opportunity to explore something which is actually quite challenging. So let's be grateful to him for mentioning this. If you take a look at footnote Mem Hei, he says, Ayin avas chesed, chelek gimel. He says, see the Hafetz Chaim's avas chesed, the third section, uva pele yoetz erech chesed, as well as the word pele yoetz, which was written by Rabbi Lazar Papo. I believe he was Turkish, if I remember correctly. So see the pele yoetz as well, erech chesed, under the heading of chesed. Sheherichu beprate mitzvos gemilus chasadim begufo. They went through the specifics of the mitzvah of, or mitzvos of, kindness with one's body at length. So I brought you a little piece of it here on your sheet, on the second sheet. Source Aleph, the Chafetz Chaim's Avas Chesed. He says, Da, you have to know, Degmilus Chasadim Shebegufo, Kolel Kol Advarim Shadam Meitiv Lachaveiro, Al Yedeshu Matriach Gufo Lazeh. He says, kindness to somebody else, physical kindness to somebody else, includes all the ways in which you can do good things for others by working with your body. That's the idea. So we contrast that, or compare it, I suppose, with Gemilos Chesed B'Mamona, with your money. That's all the ways you can benefit somebody else with money. This is the way you can benefit somebody else physically. The Pele Yoetz has some very sharp words on this, which shouldn't be shocking to us, because the Pele Yoetz in general tends to be sharp. Don't be surprised by this. The Pele Yoetz in general uses his work as a musar work. It's an opportunity to offer guidance, but he offers it sometimes in a very sharp way. So take a look at what he does here in source base. You can already see the exclamation points. That's the giveaway. He says, V'chol ish asher b'kocho la'asos ya'aseh. He says, each person should do whatever he has the power to do. Ein chiluk ben rav l'muat. There's no difference between whether you do a lot or a little. It's not based on the achievement, how much you did. It's based on the effort. Mitzvah de'oraisa ka'avid. He says, bottom line, you're doing a biblical mitzvah. Kigon, for example, liftoach hadelet ledofek al hadelet, opening the door for somebody who is knocking at the door. He says, that qualifies as chesed, when you open up the door for somebody. Here, we're in source base. Ukigon lahachlif maus beprutos. Or, he says, Changing money into coins. Meaning someone says to you, do you have change of a 20? And you give them change of a 20, that's chesed. Or extending something to somebody else. You know, someone says, please pass the salt. And you pass him the salt, you've done an act of chesed. He says, Kama devarim yesh, shehem kalim la'asos chesed. He says, there are all sorts of things that are easy to do as chesed, where it requires so little of an investment that really it's almost like this person is benefiting and the recipient is not, the recipient is benefiting and the giver isn't even lacking anything. Right? You open a door for somebody, what did you lose? But the other person has gained. Ubnei Adam, and then he goes off on this. So I'm going to stop before he goes on the rant. I just wanted to note I'm probably going to use this also in the Kolal's weekly email. So you're potter from reading my paragraph in the Kolal's weekly email. But last week I had that episode. Some of you know where my tefillin had been taken by mistake by somebody from shul, and I went through a day where I couldn't find the tefillin. I'm panicking and running all over and so on. The simple chesed of people who commiserate. There was nothing they could do, and all the efforts that people did in the end didn't find it. It was just that he brought it back. But it's not a matter of did someone achieve something great. It's not a matter of how much time they spend on something or the lengths they went to, but it's the fact that one human being cares for another. You know, imo anochi betzara, as we say, when Hashem says, I'm with you when you're in trouble, that in and of itself is the key of the chesed. It's not how much you did, it's not how much exertion you went to, it's the fact that you saw somebody else was suffering and you at least extended a hand. That's really what this chesed is that he's talking about. So it doesn't matter that all I did was open the door for him. It doesn't matter that all I did was pass the salt. The point was that I did something on behalf of somebody. That's what he's stressing here. And now we'll see his rant. He says, Vatema al bnei Adam. He says, I'm sorry, I jumped. He says, the end of the second line in source base. Ubnei Adam mizalzalim bahem. He says, people take these things lightly. Velo yedu mashu chaser, umarav tuvo. They don't realize, they don't think about the fact that they're not losing anything, and they can do so much good for others. Vatema al bnei Adam shenosnim kama mos al mitzvas pesichas aheichal. He says, yeah, I'm shocked at the way that people will pay all kinds of money for the mitzvah of opening the Aron, or for the mitzvah of carrying the Torah, or similar things. Olio Sandik Uchidome, or to be the Sandik at the bris, holding the baby during the bris. Shein Lomi de Araisa, Velomi de Reisofer. He says, opening the Aron is not a biblical mitzvah. Opening the Aron is not a rabbinic mitzvah. Rak kibuv mitzvah, minhagan shel Yisrael. It's a good thing to do. It shows love of the mitzvah when people rush to do it. And it's our custom. Val mitzvahs de Araisa, sheyuchlu lasos b'neikal, but for biblical mitzvahs, which they could do easily, ubelo kasef, ubelo machir, and they don't have to shell out anything for it. There's no price. Kigon mitzvahs gamilus chasadim, like acts of kindness to others. Umitzvahs kibud aveim, honoring parents. Umitzvahs b'nei sevatakum, getting up before the elderly. V'adarta b'nei zakein, and honoring them. Uchadomeh, and similar things. Kahena v'kahena, many other cases like this. Over malayin b'shat nefesh. People pass those by. You know, shat nefesh is an expression for without a care. They don't even pay attention to it. The mibli meisim leiv, without even noticing, ki mitzvos heina lekaimon, that these are mitzvos to fulfill. Hashem hatov yichaper ba'ad, may the good God atone for them. So he's very strong on this point. Now I have to say, in defense of our generation, that people don't tend to spend money on psicha either. They tend to run the other way when the gabbai tries to give them psicha also. So people aren't racing after them. They're not racing after honors. But his point stands in terms of the wonderful chasad and the wonderful kindnesses that people could do. And the fact that we don't always notice that the opportunities are present.
Yeah.
that you might have to honor, and they don't consider
that an honor. Okay, but I know people. I mean, I anything that I say is only going to apply to a segment of the population invariably, because you can't generalize. But I know a lot of people who they really don't look for honor. But on the other hand, they're not going out of their way for the mitzvahs of chesed either. I'm just saying that he describes a society in which people ignore chesed and run after these other quasi-imagined mitzvos, and so I don't know if it's exactly a milah, a level where you reach where people don't run after anything. Yeah. I don't think that's a good thing, but in any case, going back into Sifkat and Memhei on the page. If you see where the Mem Hei is, and then you drop down one line, the end of the line, by the acronym. The acronym there, the Vav Beis Tav Resh Yud, it stands for Ubetalmidei Rabbeinu Yona. In the back of a standard Vilna Shas, you will find the Rif. The Rif, Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, writing in the end of the 10th century, beginning of the 11th, took the halachic portions of the Gemara and made them into his commentary on the Gemara. He adds notes here and there, but he's taking the halachic portions of the Gemara. It's called the Rif. On most volumes of Gemara, the commentary on him is either Rabbeinu Nisim, the Ran, or the Nimuke Yosef. However, in Brachos, it's Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona, the students of Rabbeinu Yona. So he is now quoting that commentary. He says, Ubetalmidei Rabbeinu Yona, in the students of Rabbeinu Yona, that commentary, Perek Misha Meso, the third perek in the Gemara in Brachos, the Mishnah Dekavruas Hames, regarding the Mishnah, about where they have buried the dead. And what he's talking about there is a Mishnah that deals with a person who is helping escort a body to burial. And it says that on the way to escort the body, so he's exempt from Shema and a whole raft of mitzvos. And then it discusses what about after they've already buried the person, then what is he exempt from, what is he obligated from, what time is it, and so on. So there, the Amitamidei Rabbeinu Yonah Kasav, Shagmilas Chasadim Begufo Humide Oraisa. He says the mitzvah of helping others physically is a biblical mitzvah. Mikra divahodata lahem es haderech. From the pasuk of, you shall inform the Jews of the path. What is he talking about? So I brought it here in source Gimel on your added sheets. Tani Rabbi Yosef. This is a classic section here. This little excerpt fits into all sorts of circumstances. Tani Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef taught. The Torah says this is talking about the instructions given to Moshe about how he should teach the Jews. So it says the pasuk itself, which they're commenting on, goes V'hodata lahem es haderech yelchu baves ha-maaseh asher ya'asun. You shall inform the Jews of the path they shall walk and of the deeds that they shall perform, which doesn't seem to add anything to the mission Moshe has already been given. And so the Gemara says, no, it's about particular things that he's supposed to tell them. V'odata lahem, you shall inform them. Zeh beis chayehem, that is the home of their lives, meaning Torah. Teach them Torah. Ez haderech, the path. Zog gemilus chasadim, that is chesed. Why does derech become chesed? That's a longer discussion. But I'll note that when Hashem speaks about why he loves Avraham, he says, Ki dativ, I have loved Avraham, leman asher yitzaves banaves beiso acharav v'shamru, derech Hashem. Because he is going to instruct his children and his household after him to guard the derech Hashem, the path of God, which is lasot tzedakah u'mishpat, to perform tzedakah and justice. So we see the term derech Hashem, the path of God, used there. There are other cases of derech Hashem used in Sefer Bereishis. It's a longer story, but the point is that there are associations between derech specifically and gemilus chasadim. The Gemara continues, Yelchu, they shall walk, Zebikur Cholim, that's going to examine the needs of a person who's sick. Ba, in which they will walk. Zog kavura, that's burial. Ve'as ha-ma'aseh, and the deed, zeh ha-din, that's justice. Asher ya'asun, zo lifnim mishuras ha-din, that's transcending justice, going beyond the letter of the law in terms of one's obligations. So there's much more we could say about all of this. I only brought it because the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah said, this proves that gemilus chasadim is a mitzvah saseh de'oraisa, is a biblical mitzvah. Because without this, really, think about it, where do you have a biblical instruction to help other people? You have tzedakah, financial tzedakah, extending a loan. And maybe we can extend that, as we talked about last time, right? We can extend that to talking about giving a loan of objects. But how do I know there's a mitzvah holding the door for anybody? So Dan says, we're going to come back to that. It's a good possibility. Right. So maybe we're going to get there, God willing. But right now, he's saying, it's this pasuk right here. Es ha-derech is milus chasadim. So he says, it's a de'oraisa. Back now in the Pisrei Choshen, he says, v'chein, right after the parentheses, above Metzia Daf Lamed Amud Beis, he says, v'chein mashma k'tzas b'mefarshei ha-mishnah b'perek rishon depeya. It also sounds like this, that it's a biblical mitzvah, from the commentators to the first mishnah in Peya. You're familiar with the first mishnah in Peya? Eilu dvarim she'elem shir ha-peya v'abikurim v'arayon v'lus chasadim v'tambu Torah. The mishnah lists the mitzvahs that have no threshold for performing them, either minimum or maximum, depending on the mitzvah. And it lists Gemilus Chasadim as one of them, along with a whole bunch of biblical mitzvahs. Peah, Bikurim, and so on. So if it's part of that set, just like those are biblical, this is biblical. As he continues, Shapirshu, they explained, Hach de Gemilus Chasadim, that this Gemilus Chasadim listed in the Mishnah, Hainu Bigufo, that's referring to Chesed with one's body, She'ein Lo Shir, and it's saying there is no maximum to it, or minimum. V'chashiv Sham Devarim She'ein Min HaTorah, and there they list other mitzvos that are biblical mitzvos. V'chein Kasev Apela Yoetz, Sham and Apela Yoetz noted this as well. So his first step is to say that Gemilus Chasadim with one's body is a biblical mitzvah. Now he gives you the other side of the coin. The view that it's derabanan. Aval. Das kama poskim she'eino ela midirabanan. The view of various authorities is that in fact it's actually a rabbinic mitzvah. Ukra devehodata lahem asmachta be'alma. They look at the Gemara that we just brought in Source Gimel, which mentioned vodata lahem esaderech, and they say, you know what that is? That's an asmachta. An asmachta is a term used in the Gemara for an association with a pasuk, where there is a rabbinic mitzvah that carries through the ideas that are seen in a pasuk, but it's not mandated by that pasuk. So he says they're linking it to the pasuk, where Moshe is supposed to tell the Jews what types of behaviors they should be looking for. But that pasuk isn't actually a mandate of du chesed, that such a way you can say it's a biblical mitzvah. It's very cryptic. Oh, yeah. Yeah. V'chein mashma b'Rambam perek yedalad me'ilchos avel halacha aleph, and he says, I have news for you, the Rambam indicates that too, and really the Rambam does more than indicate it, he pretty much says it in the laws of avelos, of mourners and mourning, shekasav, where the Rambam writes the following, v'zel shono mitzvah saseh shel divrehem. There is a rabbinic mitzvah. When he says shel divrehem, that means it's a rabbinic active mitzvah. Levakir cholim, to examine the sick. Ulanachim avelim, and to comfort mourners. Ulahotzi ameis, to take a body out for burial. Ulahachnis kala, and to help with a wedding. Uvelilvos haorchim, and to escort guests. Vechein lesameach chasen vekala, and to gladden the groom and the bride. Ulasadam b'chotzer and help them with their needs. Ve'elu hein gemilus chasadim shebegufo. Ve'elu hein gemilus chasadim shebegufo shein lem shir. These are ways to physically help others, and there is no maximum to it or minimum. Ava pisha kol mitzvos elu midivrayim. The Rambam continues to say, even though all of these are rabbinic mitzvos, harein bichlal ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, they're still included within love your neighbor as yourself. As Dan said, anything you would want others to do on your behalf, you should practice them with your brethren in this covenant of Torah and Mitzvos. Ad kan, end of quote from the Rambam. So the Rambam began this by saying, it's a mitzvah derabanan. And even though he acknowledged the pasuk of Ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, he doesn't take that as a biblical instruction of do chesed, do physical chesed. As far as the Rambam is concerned, that's not what's being stated here. Clear? The question is why? So, Dan is making the
coffee money. Doesn't legislate how much, what percentage.
Right. Dan's making the point that you couldn't have the Torah tell you all of the ways to physically help people. I mean, it would be ludicrous to expect the Torah to have a pasuk saying, hold the door for somebody. Help somebody with their bags as they leave the store. Not to mention, it's impossible. Because as society changes, new opportunities for chesed exist. So Dan is saying, why isn't my mitzvah v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha? So keep on reading, where he refers you to another source in the Rambam. He says, "V'ayin sefer mitzvos la Rambam shoresh hasheni." He says, "See, the Rambam sefer mitzvos, the second shoresh." So this requires a little bit of explanation, and then we're going to see source Dalet. The Rambam composed his sefer mitzvos, his list of the 613, he introduces his list of the 613 by presenting a 14-part explanation of what counts as one of the 613 mitzvahs. What is included, what is excluded. What does it mean for something to be biblical versus being rabbinic? The different categories of mitzvos. It's a fascinating read. So in source Dalet, we have from the second part of that 14-part introduction, where the Rambam writes, "Haraui bazeh." What's worth knowing about this? Shekoma shalotim tzeayu kasuv b'Torah. That anything you do not find recorded in the Torah, v'tim tzeayu b'Talmud, but you'll find it in the Gemara. Shalamdu be'achas mishloshes remidos. That they learned it via one of the 13 methods by which we explain the psukim in the Torah. Imbeiru heim ba'atzman va'amru shezeh guf Torah. If the sages in the Gemara themselves explain that this is from Torah, osha zed d'oraisa, or that it's biblical, they said this is a biblical mitzvah, then hine ro'i limnoso, then it's appropriate to count it as one of the 613. Because those who received this tradition said it's biblical. If the Gemara says it's biblical, it's biblical. Fine. Vim lo yivaru zeh. But if they don't state that clearly, v'lo dibru bo, and they didn't speak of it, hinehu derabanan, then it's rabbinic, even though it's a drasha from a pasuk. Shein sham kasuv yora alav. There is no pasuk that will say of it, this is biblical, it's only learned from a drasha. V'nismachim b'machshav azu, I'm jumping up to the three dots now, still in source Dalet. You see the ellipsis? V'nismachim b'machshav azu manu b'chlal mitzvahs asei bikur cholim v'nichum avelim u'kuras mesim. He says, along these lines, fitting into this idea, you have this list of active mitzvahs, he's referring to people who are making a mistake. And he says, those who are of the belief that you should count each one individually, even though it's really learned by a drasha and the Gemara doesn't call it biblical, those who think it still counts, so they will count manu b'chlal mitzvah saseh. They will count as a biblical active mitzvah, bikur cholim, examining the needs of the sick, v'nichum avelim, comforting a mourner, ugvuras mesim, burying the dead, Babur Hadrash Hanizkar, because of the drasha that we mentioned, Ba'amro Yis'ala, when the Torah says, Vodatala Mesadera Hilchubaves and Maser Sher Yasun, right, the passage that we quoted. Vu Amram Ba Es Haderach Zogvilus Chasadim, Yelchu Zebikur Cholim, Ba Zogvura Samesim, Vesa Maser Elu Adinim, Asher Yasun, Zofne Mishur Es Hadin, right, the exact piece that we just saw. So he says, there are those who he believes are mistaken, who are going to count it as one of the 613. The Chashbu, they thought, Ki Chopal Upa Me'elo Apaulos Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. They think that each of these activities is an independent mitzvah. Velo Yedu Ki Apaulos Ha'elo Kulam Ve'adomim Lahem Nichnasos Tachas Mitzvah Achas. He says they don't recognize that, no, all of those activities are really subsumed under one biblical mitzvah. It's Mitzvah Sa'asei Reish Vav, the 206th active mitzvah in the Torah. Michlala Mitzvah Saksuvas Batara, but they were of those mitzvahs that are explicitly stated in the Torah. Vu'amro Yis'ala Ve'ahavta L'Reyach HaKamocha, which is Ve'ahavta L'Reyach HaKamocha. So to the Rambam's mind, there is a biblical mitzvah of love your neighbor as yourself, and all of these other actions are rabbinic mitzvahs. The rabbi said, this is your sort of your fulfillment of the ideal expressed in Ve'ahavta L'Reyach HaKamocha. Now, that doesn't quite sound entirely rabbinic, right? Because it still has the link to Ve'ahavta L'Reyach HaKamocha, right? I would say Hanukkah candles, that's rabbinic. This is sort of nishtahin nishtaher. It's neither here nor there, to use some of the very little Yiddish I have. So in fact, take a look at source Hay. The Pesach Choshen also refers you in this to comments from the Ramban, which I did not excerpt, but he also refers you to this Dei Chemed. This Dei Chemed is a work written by Rabbi Chizkiya Medini. He was originally from Turkey, and then he made Aliyah to Israel in the 19th century. Actually, if you look up there, above where Dan is sitting, on the top shelf, you'll see kind of a dark maroon set of books. They look a little worn. They're maroon, right above Dan on the top shelf, they're maroon with a black band. So that's the Sde Chemed. It is a fantastic set of Sfarim. I love learning Sde Chemed. It's encyclopedia, basically. He goes through issues, themes, ideas, concepts, mitzvos, halachos, and he brings you sources that you'll never see anywhere else. The Lubavitch are very, very into Sde Chemed. I don't know if he was himself associated with them or not, but they're responsible for the printing of the Sde Chemed. They're very into Sde Chemed. So, take a look at what he says here in letter A. He says, "Lo nifleis lomar." This is part of a broader discussion that he has about the mitzvah of bikur cholam, of examining the sick. And he says, "Lo nifleis lomar, de kavanas harav Rabbeinu Yonah, de yesh asmachta batorah, umikomakom eino ela midivrehem." He said, Rabbeinu Yonah, who we said thought it was biblical, he says, it really isn't a stretch to say that he meant it was really an asmachta, like the Rambam is saying, that it's not truly biblical. Maybe Rabbeinu Yonah meant asmachta, that it's really rabbinic. Dilefamim mishtam shema poskim balashon zeh, because it happens from time to time that halachic authorities will use this sort of language, da'al raisa, or min ha'torah. V'kavanasam d'yesh l'davar ahu smach ba'al raisa. And what they mean is that there is a biblical basis, a link, a root, but not that it's actually a biblical mitzvah. V'nira, and it appears, da'av shekasav harav Rabbeinu Yonah betam ha'pitur mishum da'osek b'mitzvah patr min ha'mitzvah. He now says, he now throws in a separate point, which I need to explain. We have discussed on other occasions, we discussed very early on when we started doing Pesach Choshen, the concept of Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. If you're involved in a mitzvah, you are exempt from other mitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Yonah, the students of Rabbeinu Yonah, say that you are exempt from other mitzvahs when you are involved in a burial, right? We say you're exempt from Shema. Why? Because Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Because one who's involved in a mitzvah is exempt from other mitzvahs. So someone's going to look at that and say, well, wait a minute. That's proof that being involved in burial is a de'oraisa. Because otherwise, how could burial exempt somebody from Kriya Shema? Right? If burial is a rabbinic mitzvah, how could involvement in burial burial exempt you from reciting this biblical mitzvah of Shema, from this biblical mitzvah of reciting Shema? So he says, some will say that, but he says, even though Rabbeinu Yonah said that that's why one is exempt from Shema, nonetheless, dinira de'ein mizeh achreyach, he says, that does not mandate that we read it this way, that it's biblical. Because in fact, halachic authorities have demonstrated, he does not give you any examples here, but he says halachic authorities have demonstrated, that it is indeed possible that one who is involved in a rabbinic mitzvah will be exempt from a biblical mitzvah. Why would that be? One argument that I could bring for the exemption is because we say, it's the Gemara in Shabbos which gets quoted every Hanukkah time, that every rabbinic mitzvah is rooted in the biblical. When the Torah says, Lo sasur mikol advarim, you're not supposed to stray from all the things that they tell you, either right or left. So it's also a biblical mitzvah. So maybe that would be the justification for saying that even a rabbinic mitzvah will exempt me from a biblical one. That if I'm involved in pursuing a rabbinic mitzvah, I'm exempt from the biblical. We clear on it? Okay. So going back now into the Pesach Choshen. We have the idea that it's biblical because of Hodata Lahem. Hodata Lahem es HaDerech. We have the idea that it is rabbinic and it's just an Asmachta. We have two more sources to bring to argue that it is biblical. We are now, if you see, I guess if you count up from the bottom, we are about 11 or 12 lines up from the bottom. Ukvar Amru Chazal. They turned up the heat. It makes it a lot harder now, having the heat turned up here. But let's drive through this. Ukvar Amru Chazal Od, Shegmilas Chasadim Begufau, Hu Bechlal Uladav Kabo. He says, the sages have also said that it's a biblical mitzvah, because I am a mitzvah of cleaving to God. The Torah says you're supposed to stick to God. And the Gemara asks, how can you stick to God? God is Eish Ochla, consuming fire. You can't stick to God. What does that even mean? So the Gemara says it means to emulate Hashem's ways. And the ways that it presents, you know, emulating Hashem could be a dangerous game. It could mean you're supposed to flood the world when there are bad people. What does emulating God mean? So there are various takes on what emulating God means, but the Gemara's presentation is specifically about his mitzvos of kindness. As he quotes here, Mahu gomel chasadim, afatate gomel chasadim. God helps others, so too you should. So Hashem dresses Adam and Chava, therefore you should provide clothing for people. Hashem visits Avram when he's sick, you should visit those who are sick. That's sort of a model. Hashem buries Moshe, so you should engage in burial. Velif amim. Yes. We're not meaning to make God finite. Yes. So in other words, if that's my mitzvah chesed, maybe it's only those things that I can associate with God specifically. So it's funny that you say that, because I didn't go into it, but there are those who discuss the question of, is comforting someone who is a mourner a biblical mitzvah then? Because we don't find God explicitly comforting mourners. There is a medrash that talks about Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. Yitzchak is speaking in the field. He's speaking with God. No, that's not the one. I'm sorry. That when Hashem comes to Avram after Sarah dies, that it's, you know, consoling Avraham. There is this idea. But they discuss exactly that question. If it's a finite list of examples we can give, then it's not an overarching broad mitzvah of chesed begufo. It's limited to those examples, potentially. Unless we say God is displaying traits he wants us to emulate in our own ways. That could be a response. But that's what he says. V'lif amim, and sometimes he says, even with minor speech, one would be able to give chesed to somebody. To speak to his heart. Or to counsel him. To comfort him in his time of trouble. Or to gladden him in his time of joy. And so they said that one of the advantages of physical chesed said is that you can do this for people who are needy and for people who are wealthy. Everybody's in need of somebody to rejoice with them or somebody to cry with them. Whether their means don't affect that. The difference is that some people can hire someone to do that. But that's the message that he's giving here. In general, it's another biblical root of uladav gavo. And now we get to Dan's point made more explicitly. The third of the biblical roots. Ubishut Ma'aril Diskin. Chelak Aleph. Ma'aril Diskin was a rav in Yerushalayim 100, 150 years ago. Less than 150. So in his chuvos, in his response, so we find Psakim Simen Chav Beis, Kasab, he wrote, Sha'av al pi she'eno mitzvah min ha-Torah, im asak b'gmilis chasad im begufa, ki em mitzvah sasei, deve hafta l'reacha kamocha. He says it's not an independent mitzvah. However, if you help somebody else, you fulfill the biblical mitzvah, be'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And then he quotes a commentary to the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadia Gaon. Aseyu tes mifarish pedas haRambam. He takes that comment of the Rambam in Hilchos Avel. Shekulan min haTorah. That it's all from the Torah. Bichla b'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Ela shema shepirtu mitzvahs gemilos chasadim shebegufo kemitzvahs b'fnei atzmam. But then the breakdown of that in terms of the particular examples of how to do chesed, those are the rabbinic. And then he says, see what I wrote on this in the Sefer Tzedakah, Mishpat Perek Daled, Sif Lamed Vav. So that concludes his point on this. So again, as I said at the beginning, it's not at all clear why he's putting this in the discussion of laws of lending. It just seems to me that he dealt with so many different aspects of chesed along the way, so now he's tacking this on as an interesting note of chesed, even though it really doesn't relate to the mitzvah of lending per se. Maybe. Giving advice. Earlier he had talked about...
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
He then continues with a few last lines here in this footnote. V'ayin brachos davches amid aleph. See the Gemara in brachos, which says kala osek b'torah b'milas chasadim umfarish Rashi dekoh gmilas chasadim begufa. It's just another source for chesed with one's body being specifically gmilas chasadim. There, the Gemara praises somebody who is involved in Torah gmilas chasadim, and Rashi says that means with one's body. But then he takes another turn. The cost of the Pele Yoetz, Erech Chesed, the Pele Yoetz, we've quoted before, wrote, Shebechlal mitzvahs gemilos chasadim bigufo, sheyaseh chesed im nefesh chaviro, that the mitzvah of kindness with one's body includes performing chesed with the nefesh of somebody else, with the spirit of somebody else, meaning, sheyishtadel lezakoso, that you should try to find ways to help people earn merit, to help people do mitzvahs, in other words. Kirov is what he's talking about. Ulalamdo, and to teach him ulahadricho v'derech yeshara, and to guide him on a proper path. For a person, when I say kiruv, and I mean it in the broadest possible sense, any way in which you can present an idea, present an inspiration, whatever it is, that's going to draw somebody into something that's better for them, you've now done chesed. That's what he's suggesting. If I present the opportunity for a person to do something that's good, then I have done an act of chesed by enabling them, right? It's like in sports, you have an assist. So you achieve something with an assist. That's a very important idea. That's not a small idea. It's also an idea that's reflected in the discussions of the mitzvah of tochacha, of instructing others. If you take a look at source Vav, please, that I added here on the side sheet. Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Tes. The Sefer HaChinuch, with his compilation of the 613 mitzvos, his 239th mitzvah is the mitzvah of tochacha, of instruction of others. And he says, Mishar Sheya Mitzvah, among the roots of this mitzvah, are, L'fi sheyesh bazeh shalom v'telva bein anashim, that it brings, when you rebuke somebody, when you instruct somebody, body. There's a lot of debate as to how to translate tochacha. I'm not such a fan of rebuke as a translation, but it's the first one that comes to mind always, because that's the standard one. But when the mitzvah of tochacha, the mitzvah of educating others, is rooted in the idea that it will bring goodness and peace among people. Why? Because if one person harms another, sins against another, and then that person instructs him, enlightens him in private, then he'll apologize. And the other person will accept the apology. And then he'll be at peace with him. Whereas if he doesn't tell him anything, then he's going to hate him in his heart. And at some point, it's going to come out. At some point, there will be an opportunity for him to hurt the other person back, and maybe impulsively, or maybe in a premeditated way, he is going to zap the other guy. He's going to do something to get back at him. So he says, you, by instructing somebody else in private, what you're doing is creating shalom. You are helping them out. It's an act of chesed. So what he has done here is he's shown a way in which the educating somebody else is on a very practical level a matter of chesed. Not just you gave him merit, but you made peace between parties. And then in Sur Zion, the Rambam, in Mitzvahs Aseh, Reish Hei, discussing also this mitzvah of tochacha. The Rambam's formulation is striking. It's very easy to miss it. That's why I underlined it. He says, "Ve'ein roi lanu sheyomar echad mimenu ani lo echta v'miechta zulasi mali." Dino Melokov, he says, it is inappropriate for a Jew to say, well, I'm not going to sin. If somebody else sins, it's not my problem. That's between him and God. He says, you can't say that, even though that's our mantra in our age, right? It's his business. It's between him and God, right? Mind your own business, and so on. He says, that's not appropriate. Zeh hefech haTorah. That's the opposite of the Torah. Aval anachnu mitzuvim shelo namre velo namre. We are commanded not to abandon anyone from our nation, Shayamre, who rebels. V'mishtad el hamros, and if he tries to rebel, chayavim anu lo chicho la'ashivo. We are obligated to educate him and to bring him back. Now, obviously, if the guy's not going to listen, that's another story. If the guy's going to take offense, that's another story. That means I'm obligated to find a better way to do this. It doesn't mean I'm exempt. It just means I have to find a better way. But the point is, look at the way he frames it. The mitzvah of tochacha is not about me. The mitzvah of tochacha is not about the mitzvah that he was supposed to do. There's something incomplete now. The mitzvah of tochacha is about my relationship with this person. How dare I abandon this other party? It's chesed. It's about kindness. It's a remarkable idea, this formulation. I like that he's very subtle with it, but I think he's clear. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I think that's an important point that the Rambam stresses here. Going back to finish the note in the Pisrei Choshen, we are on the next to last line, in the middle of the line, V'chein. V'chein, b'chlal ze, g'milus chasadim el atzmo ve'el nafsho. He says, this includes chesed to oneself. The mitzvah of chesed is not only about somebody else. The mitzvah of chesed includes that which you do for yourself. Ayin Sham Sheharich Bazeh, he says, see the Pele Yoetz, who has a long discussion about this. Vayin O Bidvarim Bidvarav Berech Abbas Reyim, as well as in under the heading Abbas Reyim, he has more to say. But a person should not make the mistake of thinking that chesed is about helping others. Chesed is also about taking care of yourself and aiding yourself. So that's a whole other piece, yeah, to this chesed point, and it's one that's very worth remembering. Okay, so we have now finished Perek Aleph.